This is KCUR 89.3. Ayad Akhtar won the Pulitzer Prize back in 2013 for his play Disgraced, about a successful corporate lawyer who has hidden his Pakistani Muslim heritage. As the Kansas City Rep prepares to open another play by the Milwaukee-born playwright, KCUR CJ Janavi spoke with the author about his work and about how it felt to win the Pulitzer.
I describe it as a pleasure as complete and subtle as any I have ever known in my life. It felt like some kind of instance of pure grace in my life.
What was the subtle part?
It was like an invisible shimmering quality. I felt so validated. I felt I'd worked so hard and it was so unexpected. It was like the Lord himself had reached out of the clouds and pointed at me and said, "You today."
You got the news of this award on the same day as the Boston Marathon bombing.
Yeah.
So how did that affect all of these other feelings that you're describing?
It felt oddly appropriate, though of course tragic, but it's happened with that play, Disgraced, over and over again. We know it opened in London on the night of the Woolwich murder, where two guys beheaded a soldier in San Francisco at Berkeley Rep. It opened the night of the Paris attacks at the Bataclan. You know, time and again, it's been this twinning of the darker side of the world with Disgraced. So I'm used to it at this point.
You said you felt like the Lord pointed at you on the day that you won the Pulitzer. Do those coincidences with your work feel like the Lord is working in the opposite direction?
No, I make a distinction between what I can live and experience and what is my life and what is the life of the world. I think that larger question of, you know, what is the Lord's part in unfortunate events like that? You know, I think it's a big question, and I think it's an important one, and I think it's one that we don't ask enough. I think that that tragic sense of things has much to teach us about how to live. Of course, it's terrible, but by the same token, it doesn't seem to ever go away. So why don't we dispense with the fiction that it is going away, and why don't we learn to understand how to live with and through and grow from it more productively? Our reaction to the events on September 11th have destroyed the world. We have created more suffering and more hens coming home to roost to peck at us than we ever should have. Why? Because somehow we have not, or we were not able to say, how can we grow from this tragedy?
Your play, The Invisible Hand, opens at the Kansas City Rep this weekend. The Rep describes it as like a game of chess. Two captors and their American hostage maneuver through life in a holding cell where the hostage tries to negotiate his way out using stock market secrets.
That's they're working real hard to make sure that there's no spoilers there. Basically, a white American investment banking advisor or somebody with a background in trading gets kidnapped by a local militia. His company, Citibank, cannot negotiate ransom because it's against U.S. anti-terrorism laws to negotiate. The second in command of this militia comes up with this thought. He's like, we got a guy who's a trader. Why don't we put him to work to raise his own ransom using his trading skills? And over the course of 19 scenes, wreak some very plausible havoc on the Pakistani markets. So it's a kind of allegory. I mean, it's a thriller, really, and folks seem to dig it on that level. But I'm trying to create a comparison between the violence of third world extremist militant politics and global finance.
This play premiered in St. Louis in 2012. It seems as if it's only become more relevant since then. When you wrote it, were you writing in response to specific things in the news, or were you imagining possibilities that now look real to us?
I get that question a lot because all of my work seems to be very topical when it comes out. And then as the years go on, it only seems to become more relevant. People ask me, well, how is that? How do you do that? I say, well, I'm not planning to do it. I'm writing to the larger shifts and the larger movements that are our collective life together. The incursion of finance into our lives is only increasing. and the ways in which our lives and our consciousnesses are changing because of this shift, they will be with us for generations.
That was playwright Ayed Akhtar speaking with KCUR's CJ Janavi. His play, The Invisible Hand, opens this weekend at the Kansas City Rep.